All right, cool. What are we doing this time?
Well, Gary, I figured about 230 something episodes in, we're definitely not, we don't have that many, but some a lot of episodes in, it was probably time for us to do something on mobile, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, on the go.
On the go.
Abject suffering on the docket and in your pocket. It's abject suffering on the go with
Ooh.
Gary and the Coal Man.
Yep, we're following you. We're right behind you. We're
Here it
right behind
comes.
you. You're a
We're
coon.
right on the cheek. Stick us in that back pocket.
Yeah. So,
Stick us in your dry docket. Let's do it.
but the problem is, Gary,
Yeah.
mobile games, they move really fast, and I don't know what's hip. I don't know what's bad. I try to, I don't play as many mobile games as I used to. So what I have done
Me either.
is,
Yeah.
what I've done is I have stolen a telephone from a 10-year-old, and we're going to see what apps are on the front page.
Okay. Yeah, I encourage that. Like,
I
I don't
just
want them to have a phone.
Yeah, I just walked outside and found the 10-year-old, and I was
How
like,
did
"Hey,
you even find a 10-year-old at when you were outside? Like his kids today, man. Like you and me, we used to play outside and we
up.
were fine.
Yep, you know what? In our playgrounds, they were made of metal and wood. They weren't made of this foam rubber crap.
Yeah.
You know how many trophies I got? Zero, because I was a terrible child.
Totally. Yeah, I was really bad at all the sports, but I didn't want the participation trophies.
No,
It just
no.
made me very sad because I was incompetent the same way kids were today, but I
Right.
felt bad. I
Right.
don't understand what the problem
There was
is.
both a sense of shame and propriety about it, and I think that it's time for me to lord that over people. No, I just went outside and I walked for a very long time until I found a 10-year-old, grabbed his phone, because I'm an adult, and if you just say I'm an adult, they can't do anything about it because I can drive a car. And so I'm gonna
Over them or away from them.
Yeah. So I'm gonna I also took his fingerprint with some
Oh, okay.
powder on a piece of tape. Come on. We're gonna open this bad boy up.
Okay.
This is weird. Gary, the front page of this, the whole front page is it's all police horse games.
So there's not even like Safari
No, like he moved
or
his
Twitter or anything.
yeah,
How
he
did he manage to delete those fucking like iTunes U things that nobody ever has ever used and it won't let you get rid of on your fucking phone? How did he do that?
Wait a minute. This is page after page of police horse games. What's going on?
Is very strange. We should probably call Jenny Paladna
We
to get her on the case for this one.
probably should. And this is in some ways a betrayal that we don't have her here, but this is an emergency.
We'll get into it.
Yeah.
It's hard to say fuck about these. Because I do feel like we stumbled onto an alternate universe.
Yeah. So intro song.
This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross, and I definitely left that sound in.
Yeah, I can't. God, would I love to get rid of this fucking cold.
Oh, geez,
I just
still?
every yeah, it's all moved into my nose, but every morning it's like Snot City. Every evening it's like Snotopia. Like
The
it's
new
the fun
movie from
district.
DreamWorks.
Yeah.
The
And then
sequel to Osmosis Jones.
every afternoon it's coughing around, and every
Yeah.
evening it's, it's not a booger to,
Yeah. Gary, it's 2 weeks after PRGE. Have
yeah,
you
it doesn't
considered
seem
that
fair
this
to me.
might just be what your life is like now?
I've had like a runny nose for a couple weeks before,
Right.
and it goes away at some point. But I don't really know. I don't know how or why
Yeah. Well,
it goes away.
I was terribly sick, not from PRG, but because my office flooded. The sprinkler system in the office above us, this is not at my home, this is at the place where I go sometimes. Yeah, the sprinkler system busted and I wasn't there when it happened, but the entire office was just like, picture the elevator from Shining, but instead of blood, it's just shitty black water.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
Yeah, and there's some kind of mold happening. So I walked in, like, oh, it's really humid and shitty in here. And also my sinuses want to jump out of my head and die. So I'm suffering from that too.
Maybe it's because my apartment flooded and there's all this shitty black mold everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And I just haven't really put two and two together.
No, no. I guess what I'm saying is you're not so special for being sick. I'm sick too.
No, where's my participation trophy?
Give me my attention. Yeah, hey, yeah. Gary, what's your name?
I already said it. You didn't say your name.
Oh, my name's Cole.
Yeah, and this is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this to us?
Why are we doing this to us? So a little bit of kind of explanation should be preferred, because this is kind of an emergency. This is neither randomized nor is this a demand. There was a game that was demanded, but I didn't realize that it was an Atari 800 game. And boy, those emulators are fucking nightmares. Gary, those nightmares are fucking emulators.
Those nightmares are emulators. Hellraiser 7. I didn't get a chance to try to, because my internet was out this morning. So it was a real confluence of shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's probably, you know, to be fair, like an Atari 800 game, we probably could have watched some YouTubes and got the same basic experience. But if neither of us played it, that felt a little hinky.
Yeah.
So we might we'll circle back with that person and say, hey, redemand.
Yeah. Well, they have a secondary one. I just need to get us some cheap PS3 games. But
OK.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get there. But for this one, we decided our double apology is that this is a horse related game and we don't have Jenny Plodna on. But that's because this all came together in the space of like 2 hours.
Right. Well, you know, I said like, hey, if you haven't tried playing this, it's going to be really difficult. Let me know if you have. And then you send me this screenshot saying, or we could do this. And my exact words were, Gary, this is an emergency.
Yeah, it's pretty special. I keep forgetting about this when it comes to Abject Suffering. And I don't know why. Like I've had several picks since these have been on my radar, because I learned about these a couple months ago.
Okay.
Like it was a while back when I went and saw... I first downloaded them when me and my friend Derek came up to visit and we saw Tim and Eric and we were waiting for the show to start. And I was just like, hey, you know, and downloaded this thing and started playing it. There is an entire world of police horse games on iOS. So much so that I'm at a website right now that like definitely doesn't seem like a URL and my computer could be melting as we speak. But at qqg.7mw1j.top,
right?
So it's just a standard .top.
Yep. Big .top.pewee.
Yeah, but there is a thing that shows police horse games, and it looks like it's a My Share might be the name of the website.
Uh-huh.
There is conservatively, I mean, I don't have to do conservatively, I can guess there are 48, or I can count 48 different games shown here that are all in the police horse genre, broken down by popular, new, hot, and top. So, I don't want the top police horse games. I just want the hot ones.
Yeah.
And they all have a ranking of 10, and they tend to hover around like the high sevens, you know, mid eights.
Yeah, like the real stinker here seems to be the 7.7.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
well, police horse simulator 3D by Bro Something has 7.2.
Hey, Gary, one of these doesn't appear to be a game. It seems to be just a video or a news story called Mexico Horse Rampage, 30 police horses storm through Mexico City. Oh, it's a YouTube video.
Atlanta police horse guardian retirement. So here's a retirement ceremony for this horse.
You know, that makes a tremendous amount of sense. Oh,
yeah.
Oh wait, this Mexico City video, it's like a 3D reconstruction.
I mean, most of these are games, though, lest anybody think that we're literally just fucking around.
Right.
They just hid some YouTubes in there. Why? I've heard of 30 police. Oh, man.
So anyway, yeah, like what made you even decide to search for this? Did you just put in horse game or
no? I saw it on Twitter. Somebody was talking about them on Twitter.
Okay.
I don't know who. My memory is it was either Austin Walker or somebody in the Waypointosphere.
Right
You know, this 3D creation of the 30 police horses storm through Mexico City is a mix between 3D graphics and real footage.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's amazing. What? Yeah. What, who's the market for this?
I don't know.
What is this?
I mean, the obvious kind of default assumption is it's you know, jerk off material. But yeah, like they're the horse stomped over this taxi. Like,
yeah, it's from Tomo News.
Yeah, what they are doing is like they're taking cell phone footage, and when they need to show something that is happening beyond the perspective, like they cut away to a 3D recreation.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. It's it was like Jumanji, the official said about the Stampede, referring to the 1995 Robin Williams film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like Jumanji. So so these are games that are not about horse that happen to be police, although they are, you know, part of the service. They're working animals. We're specifically talking about like the kinds of horses that policemen would ride.
And mounted cops.
Yeah, in my experience, like most often in parades is where you see mounted cops still.
I saw them like during the like Occupy Portland thing, there were some mounted cops about. It does seem like, you know, lots of disadvantages to the old mounted cop. Not so many advantages to it.
Right.
Like, although, you're faster than a person, but so is a car or motorcycle.
Right.
You know.
But here's the thing. I think a horse is more intimidating than a car.
I gotta think about that for a second.
I think a horse is more intimidating than a car, especially in a crowded situation. Like, yeah, you know, a police
get up in there, you know, it can, I guess a horse can fraternize.
Right. A horse can definitely fuck some shit up. And also, like, you know, you can control a car, whereas like a horse is basically a big dumb wrecking ball.
Are you talking about a vigilante horse?
I'm talking
a horse that takes the law into its own hands.
Right. I'm talking about a horse who is tired of playing by the rules.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking
like a loose cannon.
Well, that's his name. That's his racehorse name. Loose Cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. He finished third at the Preakness. So, you know, nobody remembers him, but he parlayed that fame into, and, you know, in those resources.
Into becoming
a literal, cop horse instead.
Yep. Yeah. A literal cop horse.
Yeah. You know, horse police as opposed to a police horse. There we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, this is all fun and good. I think it's very sad that we make animals be cops. Like somebody else made that observation, but I think it's really true. And I'm playing Wolfenstein 2 now, and they make dogs be Nazis. And I'm not drawing an equivalent between the two things, but like giving a dog or an animal a job with any kind of moral shade bums me out.
Yeah. So my life has weirdly been covered, but like, you know, just kind of like, let's say suffused with exposure to service animals, service dogs, or working dogs. Like my uncle, for a long time was part of the canine division in the town where I grew up. And so like, he just always had these, you know, these drug dogs around. I feel a little bit less bad because even though they're being put into the line of danger, like a dog has no idea what it is. And really it's just happy that it's able to do something and contribute to some kind of pack.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean like that, like these horses, are definitely violating some rights.
True.
Like initially, the ones I played five of these things, and from my cursory research, this is like less than 1% of the total number.
Right.
I played five of them, and like a bunch of them are just like, I was, you know, and this is just 2017, you know, parody us talking, I was surprised by how many black guys I rode down.
Oh, it was
in this. Like,
it was entirely people of color.
Yeah, exclusively black people and Mexican people that your horse cop goes and arrests.
Well, I mean, and by arrest, we mean like you get up on somebody, and then your policeman jumps off, screams, and then just like straight up Batmans them down to the ground.
Yeah, tackles them.
Right.
Depending on the game.
Yeah.
There are a couple of different ones. There's one where it was definitely I was a jockey and I was chasing other jockeys. And at that one,
jockey cry.
Yeah,
like, who could have gotten through this event?
I think that's Rodeo Police Horse Simulator. Let me actually pull up my phone. let me see which one, what that is. No, that's they all have music like that too. That's Police Horse Crime City, I think. Which
yeah,
they have this like SEO that's very funny. Yeah, Police Horse Chase Crime City is you as a jockey catching other jockeys.
Okay.
So
Bill, I mean, infamously the jockey community polices itself.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like,
it's a strange form of diplomatic immunity.
That's what I found out from reading Jockey Watchmen.
Yeah. Who jocks the jockeys, man?
Yeah. So yeah, that one, it was just jockeys, not people of color. And then I also played, this was, Crazy Horse Animal Transport.
Oh, I played that one too. Yeah.
That one's very good. Like, this one might be my favorite. It's actually like the worst one by far.
Oh yeah.
Cause you play as a truck, and if you hit the curb, you can't back up, nor can you turn off of it. Like,
what?
Yeah, you can't, you eventually turn to a truck, cause it says like, bring horse to truck, and then the horse, as the horse, you climb into a truck, and then it says drop horse off.
Well, I never got to play as the truck. All I did was navigate the Maze Lake City to get to the truck, and then it was like, level complete, let me show you an ad.
I just sat through the ad, which was the hard part of it.
Right, yeah, that's the secret to this, and we'll talk about this phenomenon writ large and why there are so many of these, but I didn't get to the transport. First off, the truck that you run to in like Crazy Horse Transport Simulator, it's not a horse carrier, it is a car carrier.
it's a car carrying truck, because this person definitely has some kind of confusion as to, like, I mean the honest answer is like, which models are they able to buy for free from the Unity store, you
right,
know?
Right,
but just the idea of just like, well, it's, you know, a horse is a kind of truck.
Yeah, kinda... Yeah, a horse is a car that you feed hay. So here's my dark fantasy. Because, you know, I drive around, it's Ohio, and it's actually kind of horsey around here. Like, a lot of, like, you get out of the city, it's all it's all kind of farmland and stuff. What's that?
Lousy with them.
Yeah, lousy with horses. But people are oftentimes, you know, taking horses from point A to point B, and you know, you see those horse trailers, you know, with either usually with the butt sticking out, and they've got sometimes the tails blowing in the wind, you know, and just riding by that, thinking like, okay, there's got to be like, what, 15, 20 horses in there?
That we call them head. When you're counting, you say head.
Yeah, 15, 20 head of horses, you know, each of which is probably at least 5 hands tall. And I think, what happens if that jackknifes?
Oh, yeah, it's that scene in Logan.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But even before I saw Logan, I had like that was a fascination for me. This has been a fascination for years.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it happens, and it's very sad. You know? Yeah. And then, it's similar to like making a horse a cop. Like, a horse doesn't have to drive. You know, like, what's fucked up? A horse gets into an auto accident. Those are human problems. Don't extend them to the animal kingdom, you know?
Don't bring this to my backyard. I just want some oats.
Like, they're pure. And then we're just going to, like, what are you going to give a horse a student loan next? Like, what, like, you're making them have human problems, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, did you play Prison Horse?
I didn't play Prison Horse, no.
Yeah, the idea of Prison Horse is, it starts off and says, hey, catch this prisoner, he's about to escape, and you're in what appears to be like, it, like, there are walls around it, but mostly it's like a Paris Island's marine training obstacle course. Okay. It's like no prison yard I've ever seen, and you just have to chase down one of these prisoners. All of these games are just, hey, here's a Unity model that is gonna run away from you, navigate toward them, and then as soon as horse touches criminal, you're done. Maybe sometimes one of these will have an attack button.
Yeah, like the jockey one, you kick the other jockeys with your horse, and a lot of times they have a jump button that doesn't jump over things. Yeah. You can jump off a bridge. Like, I jumped off a bridge as a horse to you know, because it's all about just finding a, you know, the actual gameplay of these is just about finding efficient pathing, like cutting corners and such.
Yeah. To catch up with a criminal that can't outrun a horse, which would never, ever happen.
Super criminals. I jumped off this bridge, and it just changed the second hand of my timer into one digit instead of two.
Yeah, that just happens randomly. I started up and I was like, okay, your time is 2:3. I'm like, wait a minute, 2 to 3? Does that mean that it's moving at 3x and I'm moving at 2? Like,
yeah, it's what's happened to these horses. Yeah, it is. So the 5 of them I played, and there's a clear, you know, worst one. So Police Horse Chase Crime City, I think, is the original.
Okay.
Police Horse Crime City Chase, clean city from horses, I think, is the subtitle of this. That was the first one I played, and the opening scene, this guy walking up to a horse with like a shovel. It's extremely sinister. It's a brand, and then the horse kicks and runs off, and it's a nice little cutscene. Cop Chase Rodeo, Police Horse Simulator 3D, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
And then the worst one is police horse training. Did you do the training one?
No, I didn't.
That one's really bad. It's finally you get to play as the horse, and it's you doing training, but you're jumping through rings. And I've never seen this in a game before. The rings are solid objects. Like, you jump onto the middle of the ring and then walk through it to collect the little coin. But you can't, unless you get tons of run up, you can't, jump through the ring. So you have to, like, every time you miss, it is just like agonizing, like slow turn radius, running back, turning around slowly, and then giving another attempt at it. So,
yeah, I didn't play that. That sounds excruciating.
That one's rough.
Yeah, I played a lot of the ones that you mentioned, but the problem is on your home screen, all that I see is, I need to open this up because I have a whole folder of these now. Police horse, airport, prison, animal trans, police horse.
When you delete them, you get the full title. So Police Horse Crime City Chase, Clean City from Robbers and Criminals Set Free in Town.
I have Police Horse Chase 3D, Sheriff Arrest the Thief and Robbers to Control the Town Crime Rate. The city has gone crazy with multiple crime reporting and criminal acts.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
These are all like, and the people who they're made by, like when you look at the developer, like you found the developer of a bunch of these.
Yeah.
But they always says it's by just like a guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, and this,
like,
one is
be like an Arabic name. Like, I'm not saying that to mean anything.
It'll
just say that sentence, like that word salad you just said.
Uh-huh.
And then under it'll just be like by Mahmoud. And yeah, it's like, oh, okay, thanks, Mahmoud.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. By Muhammad Salman is the one that I see here. And if you look at the games that Muhammad has made, if that is his real name, he's made, like, if not hundreds, approaching 100 of it's all stuff. Go ahead.
Amazing way to make a living.
It seems like that. And if you go, like, at the end it says join us, like our Facebook, blah blah blah, it seems like he is part of a company called 10 Logics that is a based out of the UAE. So yep, like it's in Dubai. Okay. If you look on their website, their address is just given as a race course.
That's where they prototype the thing. That's where they get out the steeds and see what happens.
They're all prototyped IRL. Yeah. Then everything just like appears to be the same kind of art style. Like, the reason that I mentioned the whole 10-year-old, like, I took their phone is because, like, my niece's phone is just full of this shit. Stuff that looks like what 10 Logic makes.
Interesting. Because it's free. Like, I remember when I first got into iPhone games and I was like, I don't want to spend, when I just thought that making that, spending money on that felt weird.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't. So I bought a lot of free shitty games.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to look at the link I just put in Slack, though.
Oh, I'm already doing it, man.
Okay.
Police Horse Chase Superhero.
Which, like, the YouTube and thumbnail is just Batman and Spider-Man on police horses.
Yup.
I'm going to watch 6.5 minutes of this gameplay.
Well, what's amazing about this is that you're not just, like, chasing down... You're not just chasing down Batman. No, you're just kind of chasing down like what appears to be military people. It's Batman and Spider-Man who are riding the horses.
Yeah. And you're chasing down paramilitary people. And then Batman uses his horse to like summarily execute this terrorist.
Yeah.
Also, using his power hooves.
Because every time you jump as Batman horse, I don't know about Spider-Man horse, it cracks the ground around him.
Yeah, the horse itself is also a superhero.
Right.
Oh, man. Like, this one has a life meter, too. This is complicated.
Yeah. One of the ones that I played had a life meter as well.
This superhero one, I wish I caught this one, because
there are just so many. Like, I put in police horse and then it was just a buffet.
That's why qqg.7mw1.top is a really good resource in today's iOS market.
Yep. you just have to type that in.
Yeah, every time just type that into your browser and you'll get all the best horse games.
Yeah.
Mounted Horse Robot Simulator. So I think this one is everything is robotic. Like, it's like a steampunk horse. Oh, this one, you have mounted gun. Oh, jeez. the horse doesn't have guns, but you're an android with a machine gun on your shoulder that never stops firing. And at one point you get into a convertible as well. Every car has a machine gun on the top of it that doesn't stop firing. Can you imagine?
Man, like, the most notable thing that happened in the ones that I downloaded was like, oh, there are like pedestrians in this, but they are just floating around in the T-pose.
Yeah.
I feel like I got shafted.
The weirdest thing about Mounted Horse Robot Simulator is the horse has like an animate, like cat-like tail, as opposed to the, you know, that weird limp horse tail.
Right, you know? Right. That's mostly brush.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. So you mentioned SEO earlier, and that's definitely what this seems like it's a product of, right? There are multiple, like, just how fucked up is it that just every single incentive has aligned so that we're just flooded with these, right?
Oh yeah.
You know, because
there's tons of them, and they advertise for a lot of the same games. I'm always surprised when these are all based on advertising. Like, you can't pay for these if you want to.
No, some of them have like monetization inside of them. Like, oh, you pay for coins and then you'll be able to buy a new horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not, you won't be able to avoid seeing the ad for like the new Final Fantasy tower defense.
Yeah. They're like pulling them in through some kind of middleware that is just like part of an ad network.
Yeah. It's very surprising to see like real name brands associated with this horse shit.
Well, because everything is horse shit. because internet advertising is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Or a nightmare fucking.
It's just so weird to like play this, you know, clean crime from your city in Crime City Horse Clean, and then have it be like, get a Starbucks card today. And I'm like, well, that's a real place. What are you doing?
Because nobody can control what their shit is put up against.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all that matters is this person gets a fraction of a cent for every one of them. And over the course of any single play, you know, play period before you delete this thing, that person probably got, you know, maybe a buck or two. Because literally, like every interaction, you know, it loads up, here's an ad. You go to the level select, here's an ad. You select your character, here's an ad. You go in before you play the actual game, here's an ad. At the end of it, there's an ad. And then when you go back to the main menu, there's an ad. Like these are just little simple machines that are designed to make you watch as many ads as possible, to be made with almost no real input into them.
Yeah.
You know, because you fire it up and say, oh, this was made in Unity. I was like, yep, there we go. That describes it. They pull stuff off of the free store. Like, I assure you, there's probably some kind of tutorial that is like, here is how to ride a horse around, or make some, you know, make a horse riding game in Unity. And then here you go. Yeah. And thus an industry is born.
We could do our own.
Yeah, we could. I was looking at like, you know, you have to make so many of them, you know, because all of these are SEO targeted to different stuff.
Yeah. It is a kind of a weird capitalism nightmare that we've stepped into that just happened to have this surreal offshoot that is pretty fun and cool, I think. Yeah. And it means there's material for Talking Trotters forever.
Oh, forever. Yeah.
Like literally forever.
Yeah.
Like we could talk a different trotter, every single episode, every day.
Right.
So,
yeah. And it's not just horses either. Like if you do a search for like police dog, you're going to get those as well. One of the games I downloaded because it came up in the search for police horse was, it was like airport security dog. And just like some, every little thing is like a vignette. Somebody walks through a metal detector, it beeps, and you as the dog have to chase that person down as they run across the tarmac.
Yeah, exactly. The website that you sent me, the 10logix.com,
mm-hmm.
is one of the companies. Did you see the poll quote that they have?
Oh, it's amazing. And it's all over the place. Like, hey, this is what we want to represent our brand. This is the best testimonial we could ever have.
Yeah. From Jakira Eason, Kitchen Fever Master Cook, says, loved it. I love this game. It never messes up when I play it. Don't be frozen. Keep inventing cooking games like Cooking Fever.
Yeah.
And that is their pull quote that's on everything.
Yeah. Well, and just because they've just got like a bootstrap page here.
Yeah.
And then that's actually one of many, because if you pull this up, Jessica C says about Breakfast Cooking Madness, great game. Just started saying it, but it's def a keeper. I had a heck of a time putting stuff on the plates, though. You got to get it exactly right over the plate in order for tomatoes and all that to go on. Love it, though. So, you know, they're not perfect. They've got a little bit of humility.
Oh, man.
And if you go to the About page and you look down here, 80 plus total games, 20 million plus total downloads, 50 plus our staff. No. No. Yeah. Sorry. No.
And then 100K, their cups of coffee. Yeah. That's their little fun little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's their fun little bit. It's like, when a Silicon Valley company says, like, oh, our office dogs.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is like, I don't know if it's like necessarily darker than that, because that's pretty annoying as well. But boy, it is that kind of stuff is annoying to me.
I mean, like, and then you go to their contact. Their address is literally the Maidan Racecourse, Nad Al Sheb, Dubai, 450676, yeah. UAE. Like, you could just send a letter to this racecourse.
Let's fly out there. Let's land our the duck feed chopper. Yeah, like, and just land among all the horses and robot horses and cop horses. And
like right on the horse. Oh, no, he ran into the tail rotor.
Yeah. We find out, like, that all of these games are actually mo-capped. It's all these horses with green tennis balls all over them. Green balls everywhere. Man.
Yeah, I don't know that I have anything more to say about this. Like, it is, you know, it seems like there are more of them on Android than there are on iOS. And I'm not saying that as, like, some kind of, like, weird shot at a different phone OS. I just think things are a little bit less regulated over there. Looking at the what's that? Yeah,
Wild West. Android is Wild West, even though there are, like, we're way past the terminal velocity.
Right.
Like, there are infinite number of these on iOS. There's just infinite plus one.
Right.
On Android.
Yeah. Like, the comparison is almost moot. You know,
yeah.
when you look at even just the games that this one person made.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Police Horse Chase 3D.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Finally in 3D. I mean, we feel like we've talked about horses a lot. We've talked about police in general.
Yeah.
You know, on the show. So there's not really anything there. I want people to go out and look at these.
Yeah.
Cause they're noteworthy on their own. Like, we don't really talk about the gameplay that much, but it is truly like a weird thing. This feels like when we flip over a rock on Game Facts a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, like the gameplay, like it's just a digital D-pad kind of thing, and because it's a horse, you can't really turn around.
Yep, yeah,
there you go. That's it. It's shitty and terrible, except for the aesthetics.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's been, you know, we talked about police horses at the beginning there. It's been a long time since I've actually, like, been to a parade. And specifically the opening day parade here in Cincinnati, which I just never get to most of the time. Opening day is just a traffic nightmare, but I actually really, really liked, like, marching in that as part of the Center for the Blind. Like, that was pretty cool. Mm. And always at the opening day parade, you get those Clydesdales.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get those Budweiser Clydesdales, and those things are, like, you know, it's rare for me to be, like, taken back by the majesty of something. Like, we joke about horses being majestic creatures, blah, 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 the whole internet does. But, like, those Clydesdales, they're gigantic. They're, like, the size of a tank. And it's like, oh, this is, like, legit a beautiful fucking creature.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is I need to go see me a Clydesdale.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while since I've seen a horse, and I like a Clydesdale. I like a gigantic horse. There's that other fancy league of horses that tours about.
Yeah.
What are the name of those guys? I can't remember.
Like a Shetland.
Yeah. Like, well, not a Shetland. Shetlands are very good and cute.
Yeah.
There's like another like league of horses that do tricks. They're not Budweiser Clydesdales, but like they toured, they played at the Moda Center. They played, they were just like running back and forth, biting each other and stuff. But they were at the Moda Center, and I was thinking, as like Cavalieri or
Chevalier or whatever.
Yeah. So, something like that. Some kind of one of them Frenchy words.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's a legit like music. It's like Cirque du Soleil, but for horses.
Yeah. But for horses, which like, maybe I'm thinking of this like it's sad that we'd make horses be cops and army officers all wrong. Like maybe we need to go further and just have an alternate universe for all things for horses.
Yeah.
Like if there's Cirque du Soleil for horses and there's justice for horses, like maybe there just need to be more things for horses until we eventually achieve horse parity. You know, the universe has achieved 100% horse parity. And now like every human endeavor has a horse analog.
Oh my gosh. Oh, but once that happens, the horseiverse is going to split off from our own, and then there's going to be Horse Gary and Horse Cole.
Yeah, that's what I'm angling for.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to horse podcasting, and then eventually just being Horse Duck Feed.
Yeah.
And not horse feed.
Wait a minute. Do you want 1,000 duck-sized horse feeds or one duck-sized one horse-sized duck feed? There we go.
I would like 1,000 horse-sized duck feeds. Yeah. Or duck-sized horse feeds. It's got to be a conversion chart somewhere around here.
I mean, it only accounts for mass and volume.
Yeah. I just because like a horse podcast,
mm-hmm.
get out of here.
But
the thing about a horse version of our lives is the parts of horses that we talked about, which like this is too on brand for us, but I'd be remiss in bringing it up, is like whenever they create waste or their dicks, are both like the exact opposite of majestic and good. Those things are terrifying in every respect, like a lady horse pissing, male horse pissing, a male horse getting a boner, any horse shitting, like all that stuff is extremely bad. And it would make the horse versions of all this stuff like not work. I think that's the one thing stopping us from achieving horse parity.
Oh, is just the waste situation?
Yeah. Like, can you imagine so I live in a major metropolitan area. You live in a major metropolitan area. You see dog shit with some regularity. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you see shit, and you're like, "That's human shit." Like, human just shit on the sidewalk. Like, you know, that's definitely a person. But if we had Horse City, like, that's all it would be.
Right.
It'd literally, be like the streets would look like every street was mud, like a medieval city, except it wasn't. It wouldn't be mud.
Yeah.
You know, it would be a nightmare. And like indoors, outdoors, like anytime.
Hey, Gary, why would they need streets?
To gallop on.
Okay. All right.
And a canter.
Who shoes the horses in Horse City?
Human slaves.
Okay, cool. And then they have their own human Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah,
the tours at the Horse Moda Center.
Like, can you imagine? And then they eventually achieve human parity.
We and back then they break off
forever.
This is the oscillation.
It's like ice ages. Like we happen to be in a, you know, it's just the way that, listen, they're not, teach the controversy. It's just the way the world works. And we just go back and forth between different degrees of temperature.
Yep.
Right now, humans are ascendant and horses are descendant. But as we give them more and more and higher paying jobs, this will change.
Yeah. Horse age.
You know? Yeah. Horse age. Inquisition.
Yeah. This is so dumb. So I'm very sorry we don't have Jenny here. It was literally a last minute thing.
We'll make it up to Jenny and make it up to everyone listening as well.
Yeah, we'll rectify it soon.
But you definitely
thank you for going on this very strange journey with us.
And I implore people listening to look up at least, you know, all of the websites we've mentioned. Right. Because they're all pretty interesting. And you should download one of these things because my phone still works. So I think they're just trying to get you to click on advertisements.
Yeah.
I don't think trying to install, you know, I don't know, trackers and shit.
Yeah. Well, all of those advertisements are designed in such a way that the install app button is right next to the X, or at least it was for me. God, I fucking hate internet ads.
I hate that stuff too. Yeah. But maybe, you know, maybe you install like they're the fact that it all goes through this, legit third party thing or what have you, means that at least like, I accidentally installed some Final Fantasy game.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that sucks, but I can just delete it.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Oh, did you see on that main page, on that QQG page at the bottom, the summaries?
Let me see here. Description.
Yeah, down here, the description, and then just title and then description, and who, sometimes it says who played them to do the let's play or what have you. These are the descriptions of the videos above.
What?
Yeah, this is really Free Games for Fun is back with Police Horse Crime Town Cops game. Police Horse Crime Town Cops is for all those gamers who are longing for mafia felons. And then it cuts off.
Longing for mafia felons.
This is a good copy, like, on this thing. Like, yeah, it's like a really hard, you know, there's something about, like, this is not a new observation, but there's something about genuine bad copy that I just really love that's like impossible to fake.
Oh yeah.
You know, like some of this stuff is extremely good.
Uh-huh. Atlanta Police Mounted Unit retired police horse guardian. Also, so, down at you may also like a tribute to Eddie lyrics, Awkward Ride.
I definitely would. Summary: simply an awesome police versus thief chase game concept in horse riding games has arrived. If you like police games or police horse games, then please don't. And then
that's the end of the sentence. Then please don't.
Please don't if you like police games or.
Oh, wait a minute, Gary. This is ominous. Given what we have discussed today. Summary: Horse Paradise is just a few weeks away, and we wanted to really show you guys what our game would look like. A few features real time. Oh no, Horse Paradise is coming soon. Cool.
Did you read at the bottom of this page the you may also or you may like?
Oh, that's what I said. that's the thing. You may like a tribute to Eddie lyrics.
Yeah, that was at the very bottom. The thing, there's all the little buttons of things you may like, including a crown made of poop.
We're getting different ones. I've got burgundy nightgowns.
Nightgowns, autistic children medication, bone rigging in 3DS Max. I'm gonna click on this crown made of poop and just see what happens.
I'm gonna click on birds of prey versus drones.
Oh, that actually sounds like a good time.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Eagles. This is not that cool. This is not a crown made of poop at all.
Oh, is it just a lyric of it's a lyric from Hurt, right?
No, it's a bunch of videos, a lot of which feature like a poop emoji. But some of them are just like Sarah Silverman on the Jimmy Fallon show and someone making a gummy Coke and lots of fidget spinners.
Yeah.
So this is just like a weird internet aggregate site that just happens to also aggregate our horse lords.
God, SEO is just this corrosive thing.
Yeah, it's one of the most disgusting concepts that humanity has invented relatively recently. Like,
yep.
Good job, boss. Anywho, if you like this show, the best way to support it is to go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and kick us a couple bucks a month. If you like this show specifically, you get a bunch of extra episodes of this and extra abject suffering commentary.
Yes.
And content.
Yeah. And if you want to buy those extra episodes, they go to our content store after a little bit, duckfeed.tv/store. We believe they are reasonably priced, and if you don't think so, you can wait a while, and they're bundled up for an even more reasonable price.
Yeah. Yeah. And ratings, reviews, all that stuff is also very useful.
Yeah.
I think that's probably about it.
Yeah.
So until next time, who is Police Dog?